Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Our very special guest today is a very funny man. And
or a woman. Depends what I wear.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't need to go there right now, do we?
Murray Langston. He's the author of a new book coming out, and he's a comic, and he's best known for wearing a bag on his head. Murray Langston, the unknown comic. Murray, how are you?
I'm very, very pretty, if you don't look close.
Yeah, know? I was going to say. That bag on your head.
The bag on my head, I'm absolutely gorgeous.
I've seen pictures of you. You are gorgeous. I mean, I'm heterosexual, but I mean, my God.
Yeah.
You're a very handsome man. Very handsome.
Or a woman, like I said. Depends what I have on. And you have no idea what I have on. Well, I do have magnifying underwear on as we speak.
People who remember the Gong Show remember Murray.
Are old. They're very old, first of all.
How many episodes of the Gong Show did you do?
I did about 150 of those suckers back in those days, yeah.
No way.
Quite a trip for me.
How many shows did they actually go? Did Gong Show go on for...
It was like 3 or 4 years, I think, with the daytime Gong Show. Then they did a nighttime version. Then they did specials and stuff like that. But anyway, 3 or 4 years, maybe 5, I don't remember. You know, I'm getting old, too, you know.
Did you stay in touch with Chuck Barris after the Gong Show? Was he a buddy of yours?
Yes, I haven't seen him now in a couple of years, but we always stayed in touch. He lives in New York, and the last few times I was up there, you know, we got together and hooked up. And he gives a great foot massage. Reluctantly, he doesn't like to give them, but I have pictures of him with farmyard animals.
Hey. Well, Chuck Barris, I love Chuck Barris. I think he's a funny guy. I think he's a talented guy. He's a smart guy. I've never met him, but I assume he's a smart guy. I mean, do you characterize
him? Obviously, he's a tremendously smart guy. For him to have created all those Gong Show, well, you know, and got them produced, and just the books that he wrote, too, you know.
Yeah, but it's not just...
He's a pretty darn smart guy who wrote a book. Did I remind you I just wrote a book?
Yeah, what's the name of the book?
It's called Journey Through the Unknown.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, it's actually
I like that.
It's out on Amazon now, and I just checked. There was like 25 five-star reviews so far.
No kidding. Give us... so you can get it on Amazon. Where else can you get it?
I think eBay, you know, all those places right now. It's not been... this publisher put it out, and it's apparently doing fairly well so far. Like I said, I got a bunch of reviews. Yeah. 10,000 books were sold so far. If anyone needs one, let me know. I've got 10,000 in my closet.
Very good. Well, it's a new project. I don't know much about your history. Have you ever written a book before?
I've had a couple of joke books. I have a couple of joke books on Amazon, too. The joke book for people who think Donald Trump is a joke, and the joke book for people who think the Kardashians are a joke.
Really?
Those books are on Amazon, too. I just been busy doing my thing. Most of my time lately, you know, I retired some years ago and just raising my girls, and that's what makes me happy.
How many girls you got?
Let me see. 1, 2, take away 5, minus 2, add 1, that's 3, 1.
Yeah.
No, I got 2 girls. 2 girls, 14 and 24.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, joys of my life. My younger one has Down syndrome, but I always say she has Up syndrome because she keeps me up.
All right, good
and
for you.
She's,
that's
great. She's great. My older one is Britney Spears' background singer on her last 3 albums, but lately has got her own little career going. She actually had a record hit the top 40 a few weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest, number 38, made it to number 38. Pretty damn good so far for her first time out there.
Wow.
Her name is Maya Marie, and her and her boyfriend formed, they call themselves the My Crazy Girlfriend, and that's the name of the group. If anybody wants to check it out, just Google My Crazy Girlfriend, and you'll see lots of stuff on her.
If you're just joining us, I want to remind everyone that this is Frank McKay, and we are speaking to the very funny man, a very funny unknown comic, Murray Langston.
Yes.
You're no longer unknown.
If you're not just joining us, then you've already heard this stuff before.
Right. So pardon my being
repetitive. So it's deja vu for you guys.
That's right. Well, can you do a little history?
If you want to go back to Romans or Jesus Christ? Those 2,000 years ago? How far back do you want to go? Christopher Columbus, how's that?
Well, let me see. I'm not going to guess how old you are, but you got a 24 and a 14-year-old. So, you know, you're about as – you're at least – you're older than me. You're definitely older than me because I'm 47.
I just turned 70. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Are you 70 years old?
Yeah. Well, I preferred 69 because women loved it when I acted my age.
Very funny.
Yeah. I just turned 70. Yeah, getting up there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting old when you can't sunbathe longer than 20 minutes because vultures start blocking out the sun.
Hey, who did you like as a comic before you stuck the bag on your head? Who did you like? Who was a favorite comic of yours?
I'd say Richard Simmons was one of my favorites. And
go back further, way back when you were a kid, right? 70 years old.
Richard Simmons. You know, it's all pretty much detailed in my book. The fact that
you're going to make us buy the book before you answer that question.
But I'm just going to tell you, it's detailed in my book that I grew up, you know, totally in love with Jerry Lewis when I was very young.
Yeah,
and that's what I, you know, aspired to try to, you know, make contact with him or work with him or. And 20 years later, yeah, I ended up working with him. But he's the one I idolized as a kid, was Jerry Lewis. Absolutely.
Well, when you met him,
we worked. I ended up, you remember the Sonny and Cher show? You remember those two guys?
Of course. Sure.
Yeah, well, I also ended up being a regular on that show. I was on that show for 4.5 years. And as a comedy actor, and Jerry Lewis guested on that show probably five times. So we got to work with him a lot back in those years, and subsequent to that, he even one time invited me on one of his muscular dystrophy telethons. And when I came out as the unknown comic, the entire audience had bags over their heads. You know, the entire crew, everybody. It was pretty funny back then.
That is funny. Wow, yeah. That's funny. I'm wondering whether Jerry would get that, would be a funny guy like that, like off, off stage or, you know, like on his own. Is he a funny guy privately?
You know, I have to tell the truth, which I did. Yeah. In my book, Journey Through the Unknown, by the way.
Yes. No, keep
Jerry
going.
Jerry was one of those guys, Jerry Lewis. I mean, I've been around, you know, a lot of comics, from Don Rickles. You name them, I've been around them at one time or another. To Jim Carrey, to Red Fox, who was a guy I used to hang out with a lot. But Jerry was probably the only comic that I ever felt a little intimidated around. You know, any of the other comics, it never bothered me to be funny around them and joke with them. But Jerry Lewis always made you feel like you didn't want to be – he was the one that had to be funny.
No kidding. Oh, that's interesting.
That was my one negative thing about him. You know, I mean, a lot of people didn't like him, but I, like I said, he was a guy I really looked up to, and working with, and if you look at some of his earlier movies, he really was one talented young kid. You know, considering he was a major star at 19 years old.
Hey, just ask the French; they'll tell you how funny Jerry Lewis is. They love him. My God.
Oh yeah, they love him. And like I said, if you look at some of his earlier movies, he was—he definitely was a talented young kid. I mean, you got to figure he was a major star at 19 years old.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, no doubt.
And to create the kind of chaos in the comedy world that he did was evident of a guy who had a lot of talent.
I mean,
he got a little hung up with himself as he got older, though. You know. And that was a problem that I saw, and that was also a problem I think a lot of people had with him. He just became a little too egotistical. But you can't deny the man was talented.
Oh, yeah. Kudos to his success, no question about it. Let me remind everyone that I am talking to, and you are listening to me, Frank McKay, interview a very funny guy, very talented guy, and the author of Journey to the Unknown, Murray Langston, the unknown comic. And people remember him from his Sonny and Cher days, and certainly big time from the Gong Show. I mean, that's really when things went crazy. You had a great run there in the 70s.
I had a great run. You know, I've been one lucky guy. I gotta say, you know, I've always besides, I mean, I did over 800 television shows when you add them all up. I know that, the last count. Besides the Sonny and Cher show, I did a bunch of series. I did a series with Bobby Vinton, a series with Wolfman Jack, a series with the Hudson Brothers series. I mean, I did a lot of television and comedy acting back in those days. So I got to work a lot, and I had a great time. And then when The Unknown Comic came about, I had a great run with that character. And then when I got bored with him, I did a few little movies and some plays, and I've always had a great run. You know, I've never had one complaint about, you know, and sometimes I don't think I'm like a normal comic, because most comics are whining about their careers. I've never whined about mine. It's been fabulous.
I mean, 800 TV shows, all kidding aside, that's excellent. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
When you talk about not being on a five-year run of some show or a six-year run, I mean, 800 TV shows is tremendous.
Yeah, I did a lot. I worked a lot in those days, absolutely, and had a pretty great run. And, you know, I mean, I did all the talk shows, too, back in those days, from, Dinah Shore Show, a John Davidson show, so many people that talk shows, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas. I did all those talk shows back in those days multiple times.
Well, let me ask you this, Murray. Which one of those guys, and you mentioned a lot of, you know, huge names, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, you know, Dick Cavett. I don't know if you ever did Dick Cavett.
Didn't do Dick Cavett. No, didn't do his show, but all the other guys I did back in those days.
Which one of these guys that interviewed you didn't get it? Which one, like, you know, they had you on, but they didn't get it?
Johnny Carson didn't get it when I did the Tonight Show with him.
He was cold?
And from what I understand, what I gathered afterward, even though my set, you know, the set I did on the Tonight Show got, I think it was seven or eight applauses throughout the set.
Which is nice. That's a nice.
Which is really nice, but he apparently was not into prop comics. And, you know, The Unknown Comic was, in a sense, a prop comic. And Carson didn't get it. Yeah. And I only did it the one time.
What was your reaction to him not getting it? I mean, is that a huge blow?
I didn't care. I can't say I didn't care, but I never let show business really get to me once I learned what it was all about. It's not a big deal. You know, having a good life is more important than getting accolades in show business. You know, having my, you know, making sure my kids are happy, that's more important to me than any kind of show business ever was. That's one thing I learned as I was coming up in the business. So many people, like Rodney Dangerfield, for instance, who, you know, did really, really well, became, you know,
sure,
quite wealthy, quite famous, but he was unhappy all the time. He was a miserable human being. And I, you know, because I hung around him a lot, and I didn't want to be like that. So many of the comics were always worried about other people taking their lines or doing this or, you know, getting a job or somebody. I was like a skier. I just went my own way in the world of comedy. And I never really cared about becoming a huge star. I really didn't. It was, to me, as I was working, whether I was working Vegas or Reno, or I just had a good time. I just reveled in the day-to-day work that I did as a comic. But I would, like I said, I would work 2 weeks in Vegas and then take a month off and go to Hawaii. Then I worked 2 weeks in Tahoe. I was never a workaholic comic. I was all about enjoying my days, and I still do. Although today, as I've gotten older, I've gone from enjoying each day to learning to enjoy each and every minute, which is what I do.
Mm. That's terrific. I mean, that's a great attitude. And honestly, from just your public persona, that's surprising. It's surprising that you're grounded. And don't take that as an insult. I mean, because you're, you know.
No, that's not, but it's true. I love my life today as much as I did when I was in my 30s or 40s or 50s. And I never worried about becoming a big star. Just never really cared much about it. All I did, like I said, I tried to enjoy the days as they evolved. And it worked for me. Not that it would work for somebody else. But like I said, I got to know so many comics who just seemed so miserable and so unhappy, even though they had, even the ones who had success and fame.
Some people call that the law of detachment. You know, when you're trying so hard to be successful and people are just killing themselves to do it and they're so miserable and somehow when they detach themselves from that attitude, then things start happening. Maybe you were born with that. Maybe you had that, and the reason you had success as a comic is because you didn't care that much whether you made it big. Obviously, you want to make money. You got to make money to live.
But I always did, and I had enough to retire when I was about 50 or 55, and I did. I mean,
I
don't have to worry. I haven't had to worry about money in a long time. And so when people try to get me to do gigs, you know, which I do maybe once or twice, once a year maybe at best, it's only to see if I could still do it. I don't do it, you know. No, my life is quite, but it's simple. I don't live an ostentatious life. And like I said, I have a child with Down syndrome that takes up a lot of my time, and I just absolutely adore being with her.
What is she like? What does she like to do?
She's got that entertainment in her blood. We did a cruise, and she got up and she sang karaoke. She loves to tell jokes. In fact, on the ship, they had a comedy club, and they had a family-friendly evening. And, you know, she, like most Down kids, she has a hard time talking.
Yeah.
She talks with difficulty. But she got up and she told a joke that, I mean, obviously I told her, I taught her the joke some time ago, and she loves to tell it. And she gets on stage and goes, knock, knock. And the audience yelled out, who's there? And she goes, dishes. And they go, dishes who? And she goes, dishes the way I talk.
Ah, very good.
But she loves to sing, and she loves to, you know, she's got her, because her sister's on stage a lot, you know, Maya. So, I'm like a fool all day. I just like to have fun. It's very hard to see me angry unless somebody messes with my kids. But otherwise, I'm really, really, and my daughters, we just have a good time. And with both my daughters, you know, I have a great time with them. And that's, to me, means more to me, like I said, than anything I ever did in my career.
Terrific. All right, wait, listen, you got your priorities in the right spot. You should be. I enjoyed
all of the stuff I did, too. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
Like I said earlier, I enjoyed being on stage in Vegas when I worked there. But I had a lot of things. I enjoyed hanging out with Elvis Presley all night when I met him. I enjoyed spending Christmas Eve with Lucille Ball. How many people can say that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a who's who. And hopefully it's covered in the book, Journey to the Unknown. Journey to the Unknown.
On Amazon.
If you're just turning on your radio, this is Frank McKay, and my very special guest is the very well-rounded and the grounded unknown comic, Murray Langston, and he is the author of what I hear is a wonderful book, Journey to the Unknown, which is clever, too. Journey to the Unknown. That's very clever. Was it your first choice for the title, or did you come up with other things?
No, I had a couple. Actually, one of the titles was Name Droppers, because the truth is I dropped so many names in the book, with people I had relationships, Jim Carrey did his first TV show with me, a show called Sex and Violence Family Hour for Playboy before he became famous, you know. So many people that I worked with, you know, before they became famous, like David Letterman and Jay Leno, all those guys, you know, I grew up with in the comedy business. So Robin Williams, who I was sad to hear, passed away. We used to double date in the old days, and we had a blast in those early years. So I talk about all those people that I had relationships with as I came up in the comedy world in those 70s and 80s.
See, it's interesting. You came before, or you had your success before Robin Williams did, and just before,
It was right about the same time. You're absolutely right.
Right.
But he had locked into the Morecambe Indy. Let me see. What did I? Yeah, I did sort of have it then because I had just clicked. I had already been doing the unknown comic, but then when I got to Vegas, then it started to really click and started to do a lot of talk shows. But Robin, I mean, the last time I hung out with him, I mean, I've seen him over the years. Every once in a while, we're running into each other. But the last time I actually hung out with him was when he did Popeye the movie, and I went to his house for they had a big huge party celebrating his first movie role, you know, Popeye.
Mm. Wow! Wow!
Yeah. But like I said, we used to hang out and double date in those days, and it was a fun experience. And I write a lot about Robin, and what people thought about him in those days. Also, you know, but like I said, I knew everybody, you know, coming up in the comedy world in those days. You know, from Steve Martin was one of the writers on the Sonny and Cher show. I write about him. Joan Rivers, who just passed, I write about her and my experiences with her, which were plentiful over the years. And Rodney Dangerfield, all those guys that, you know, it's amazing. They're all dead now. That's so friggin' weird.
Journey to the Unknown is the name of the book. Everyone should get that. Amazon?
On Amazon, or I believe eBay, Journey Through the Unknown. Through is T-H-R-U, by the way. And like I said, if you go on, you'll see, like, I think 25 star reviews so far. No bad reviews.
That's,
I'm happy.
See, that's fantastic. And let me ask you, do we have you for another segment?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. We're coming up on a break in a little bit, and I just didn't want to start a big conversation and cut you off in 20 seconds. But the name of the book, the name of the book is Journey to the Unknown, and you know him as the Unknown Comic, Murray Langston. Also, he's worked on Sonny and Cher, and certainly The Gong Show is something that launched him. As he mentioned, he's double-dated with Robin Williams, and we're going to get to some of these stories when we come back.
Got threatened by Frank Sinatra personally.
Oh, no kidding. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he called me on the phone.
Well, don't get into it now. We'll get into it right after the break. Okay. We're going to have a quick break, and we'll be back with Murray Langston, the Unknown Comic. The name of the book, please get it, is The Journey to the Unknown. This is Frank McKay. We'll be back right after that.